Oh shit, I almost forgot y'all was with me. You know what time it is. Let's ride. Coming to you again to invite you on a ride. Y'all ready to ride? Y'all ready to get this in? You got your seatbelts on? Don't reach over here and touch that radio. Get yourself hurt. So check this out. What I want to talk to you guys about today. And never mind me as I adjust things here. Trying to get things together. There we go. Got that just about right. All right. So, check this out. I know we just got finished dealing with Christmas and all that good stuff. But I want to talk to you about gift giving today. And I'm sure for some of you, the last thing you want to talk about is giving a gift. But for so many more of us, the last thing we want to talk about is receiving gifts. You see, I chose to wait till now to talk about the whole gift-giving situation because whether you know it or not, people, a majority of you, and yes, I'm not putting myself in that category, a majority of you are horrible gift givers. You see, gift giving isn't about running out and grabbing something expensive. Gift giving isn't about knowing what's the most popular thing out there, grabbing it because you know it's a home run. No. Gift giving is something that's done after you have had time to research what a person wants. And what I mean by research is, I don't mean necessarily a couple weeks before a birthday or Christmas or what have you. You go digging and asking friends and stuff like that. No. You put in time and you listen. And you find out what a person needs, or you find out what a person wants. And you make it happen that way. You see, there's nothing worse than getting a cliche gift. The tie on Father's Day, I think it's just so foolish to just give a gift so to a person so soon when you don't really know them, you know nothing about them, but you know, hey, I can get them this thing or I can get them that thing because I like it, or I heard somebody did this once and it was real cool. No, I'm not saying that it's not appreciated. The effort is not in some way appreciated, but it's not what you think it is. It's so much more when you invest time and find out what this person wants. And that's, again, why I waited till now to talk about this whole gift-giving thing. Because it's the beginning of a new year, and if your aim is Christmas, you got a whole year to get ready. You have a whole year to listen. You got a whole year to be a friend. Yeah, even if you're married to the person you're going to give this gift to, you have a whole year to be that person's friend and listen. Find out what they like, what they want. You see, I've had many situations where people bought me something and I have to put on the fake smile. I have to put on the fake appreciation. Like, oh man, yeah. When I know it's destroying me inside. And I know a lot of you probably listen to me say this right now and be like, wow, you're real selfish or blah, 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 because it's the thought that counts. I say to you, if it's the thought that counts, I ask, how much thought did you put in it? Because that's how much that counts. Just because you were in the store and you were shopping for Joe Blow and you happen to see a 3X shirt, that doesn't mean, oh, let me get this, you know, that's B size, let me get this. Don't work like that. Doesn't work like that, people. Put thought, put time into what it is you're doing for someone, and it means that much more. If you know that the person you buying a gift for, you always see them, they have on nice gear, they have on, you know, they're fashion oriented and blah, 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 blah. Don't go to Walmart and buy a shirt and think, oh, it's the thought that counts. They should appreciate it. No. If you can't buy them the type of things that you see them, that you see they normally wear, don't buy it. It's just not something for you to do. The worst thing you can do is put someone in a position to make them feel, is this what you think about me? Is this what you think when you see me? Is this what you see? Don't make a person feel that way. Don't make a person have to think about what you've given them and question not only themselves, but question you. Furthermore, don't put a person in a position to have to explain to you the reason why they're just not going to rock out with what you got them. Now, I understand there's exceptions to every rule. For instance, let's say maybe a cologne. You smell something that was like super nice and you wanted to take a gamble on getting that cologne for someone or perfume or what have you. You have to know and you have to be prepared that if that person doesn't like it, and like again, you went into it knowing it was a gamble. As opposed to knowing, hey, this person usually rocks one or two fragrances, but you want to introduce them to something new. That's a gamble. Because remember, what you're giving them is something you like, and you're hoping they will. So you can't get mad at them if, you know, if you buy your man some cologne, don't be hounding them on every date or every time y'all go out like, oh man, why you don't wear what I got you? It was a gamble you took. So you have to ride with that result. Fellas, unfortunately I have to say that you guys are some of the most notorious people for giving bad gifts because, hey, you know, you just don't put that kind of time into your gifts. You feel if it has a bigger price tag, then it's a better result. No, it's just not so. It's, again, it's some of the most thoughtful things. It's listening to that person may say something as simple as, I love Lorna Doone cookies. If you surprise them out of nowhere with some Lorna Doone cookies, that means a whole hell of a lot. And, you know, another thing that guys are really, really, really notorious for is copycat gifting. Oh, that is one of the most tackiest things you can do, fellas. Go out, you see something nice or what have you, and you pick up four or five of them. Because you know three or four women that you can give it to. Oh, no. That is so whack. Don't do that, guys. Not a good look. Ladies, same thing with you. Don't do that. Very, very tacky move. So, I'm going to wrap this up. Like I said, this is real short. Little PSA ride with me. About gift giving, man. Just put thought into it. And guess what? If it's a situation where you meet someone and it's a couple weeks from their birthday, a month or so from their birthday, or you meet someone and it's close to the holidays or whatever, you're not obligated to buy a gift. What you're obligated to do is be honest with them and tell them, hey, you know, maybe buy them a card if that's what you do. But the best thing to do is just be honest and say, hey, I hope to know you at another time where I can invest that time and energy into buying you a more appropriate gift. Don't know if that makes a lot of sense to you. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. You guys know how to get in touch with us. 202-750-1IDS. 202-750-1437. That's how you hit us up. You can leave your voicemail there. If you want to send in some written feedback on this topic or others in the past, you can also do that at indeepshow@yahoo.com, spelled out real simple. I'll always try to put those in the show notes so you won't have to go searching for it. I gotta get out of here, man. Got things to do. It's your man, Big B. I'm out.